Thank you, Lord, for holding us tightly to your heart, even when we feel we have fallen far short of the mark. You continue to lavish your love and approval on us, that we might be re-energized and rise up once again to continue on in this battle and be prepared for what is yet to come. My dearest family, I was blessed with a visit from the core team, including Carol, and it was delightful and deep in prayer and understanding as well. How very sweet it is when brothers dwell together in the love of God. But forgive my absence, please. We'd never been together before in one room, and it was so edifying. Plus, we went up on the mountain and showed them the progress that's been made with the refuge, and managed to spend the night there in one of the new buildings. Many things are completed now, and I'm much freer to pour my heart into the Lord's work on the channel. Jesus, what is on your heart? The Lord began, I have missed you, beloved, and I ask you now to release many details into faithful hands and devote yourself to me. I have many things to tell you, and they require a mind free of worldly affairs. I know certain things have had to be determined, but now I am happy to have your pledge of staying with me, for I have many things to tell you. I will begin by saying that your country is in peril. It has been from the very beginning of Donald's office, yet you have faithfully prayed and sacrificed, and my father takes great delight in blessing your faithfulness with more time, more grace, and more mercy. Some of you are new to this channel, and I encourage you to seek out all the teachings and come up to speed, because many things will not make sense without a little background. And as an aside, I want to share with you that we have two playlist sources now. https://vimeo.com/manage/, and https:// and this is a long, hard one, /nebula.wsimg.com/. Do I have to keep going, Lord? You'll never find it if I don't. This is an awesome list, though. I'll continue on. I believe it's under the videos, but I want to let you know about it because it's very important. And the rest of it is ADA4A83C87CA86317 2FBC0750A443? ACCESS key ID in caps, capital A for access, capital K for key, and capital I for ID, =DEE07EECD521F22EA660, and disposition DISPOSITION=0, the and sign, and ALLOWORIGIN=1. That's it. And it's an awesome list that we've been working on for a long time. I think you'll be able to find it under a video, but I couldn't access a video, so I couldn't confirm that. Now on the home page, Still Small Voice on Vimeo, there is a light gray heading beneath the banner that says More. Click on that and you will see Showcases, which is organized according to topic and has a tiny, almost invisible magnifying glass at the upper right, where you can type in what you are searching for. Now, it's not the browser search window. It's a tiny magnifying glass in gray you have to click on. Channels, which have one entry. Music and portfolios, which isn't finished yet. But your best source will be that long address with Nebula in it. There are more complete listings, including our website, heartdwellers.org, but they are not organized by subject. And they have all the videos, pretty much. They might not quite be up to date because of all the moving we've been doing. All the videos that are on Vimeo, and you have over 1,000 videos to listen to. But I suggest you go to that long address I gave you and choose a topic that you might be struggling with so you can understand the scriptural basis of the things that the Lord has given us. Jesus continued, I ask you to review because I want you to understand the scriptures behind many controversial subjects, such as my mother and my presence in the communion wafer. These are things that have been ignored by certain men who had mixed motives and were not guided by my spirit when they began their own version of my church and my teachings. As a result, much of the power has been stripped from my body, and you are left with a watered-down version of what was my most precious gift to you before my ascension. But continuing on with the heart of this message, so many of you have responded in faithfulness, time and time again, that my Father's hand has been stayed over and over again. My dear ones, I wish I could tell you that the battle is over, but it is far from over, my dearly loved ones. I shall reward each man and woman according to their faithfulness, yet you will not see this reward until heaven. I want lovers, not mercenaries, and those who become weary in well-doing because they see no reward are not fit for my kingdom. But those of you who have continued in blood, sweat, and tears to offer sacrifice, to you I say, I have prepared a place for you, and in this place are the adornments from my heart of gratitude and love, because you poured out all you had, and do not for one moment believe that great feats are required of you. No, I do not look for great accomplishments. For many execute these things from an attitude of pride and self-aggrandizement. I look for the widow's mite, the little ones who gave all they had with a heart motive of pure love. Many of you have exceeded in this with your sacrifices, and I'm deeply edified by the little you thought you gave, believing it to be nothing. Claire, you have given and given and given. Do not believe the lies that you have done nothing. These are lies from the enemy to discourage you and keep you from giving more. I see every labor. I see every pain. I hear every cry for help. I recognize the little self-denials. With you, I am well pleased. Just redirect your efforts now, my daughter, and cleave to me with all your heart. I will restore to you all you have lost through the cruel curses of your enemies. I will build you up and defend you. At that moment, I thought about the gate and I began to cry and thought about how difficult it still is because it still bars our rightful access to our own property. Jesus began again. Yes, I hear you. I truly do. There is hope. Do not abandon hope. I am allowing this for the man's conversion. He and his whole family have a mistaken notion that they are saved. They are not saved, but will not recognize this until it is too late. Then he began to address this gentleman. Do you suppose, David, that you can oppress and cheat my people and my plan and still call yourself by my name? Do you not know that your relatives even now stir in their graves over the abominations you have committed? Yet I am merciful, and I look upon you and those who oppose my rights and long to give you mercy before the enemy drags you to hell. You are not beyond help. I am still listening to your heart and inspiring you to do what is right before me. Have I not warned you? Have you not felt the guilt in your heart from unrighteous deeds? Do you believe because you go to church and speak blessings in my name that you have done my will and will enter into the place of your forefathers when you die? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was lonely, did you visit me? When I was sick, did you pray for me? When I was homeless, did you help me? Or did you block my way into that which was rightfully mine and spread vicious lies about my servant? Yet I long to forgive you, and I wait and wait. Now is the time to seek me and live. There is no guarantee you will have another day on this earth. Now is the time. Choose wisely. It may be the only time you have left. And I broke in here and I said, Lord, we are all praying for him and the others who have blocked our way, and even the ones who have done what is wrong and sold us the property. Truly, we have done violence to our flesh and prayed for them and their families, especially because they think they have a right to oppress us. They do not see how serious their behavior is in the eyes of heaven, Lord. Mercy. Jesus continued, and they do not see because they are blinded by pride and greed. Yet continue to pray for them. I am using every one of your tears to bring them to me. It all counts, Claire. Everything you and heart dwellers suffer, it all counts. And in that day you will see the graces released by doing violence to your flesh and blessing them who have hurt you. In the meantime, you are all learning perseverance, charity, and forgiveness. Each day you must exercise forgiveness when it takes you so much time to come and go from the refuge. These are great virtues, without which you could not continue on in your calling. This has been a tremendous test of patience and charity to these men, and it is not gone without reward. Remember, their salvation is worth more than a million refuges to me. And to you, my precious heart dwellers, I say that every bit of your flesh that you have taken forcefully control over, every bit of it, in order to pray for this nation and for others, has been written down in the annals of your lives, in the book of your life in heaven, and will be credited to you as righteousness in that day. In the meantime, you are growing in all the virtues which Satan has sought to deprive you of through bitterness, rancor, jealousy, and all manner of spiritual blindness. Continue on, my dear ones, knowing that I have counted and kept all your tears, which in the end will move mountains. I love you tenderly, even when you fall and fail to live up to what you know is right. Your hearts are set on doing what is right, but your weaknesses continue to humble you. Do you know that these weaknesses are more precious to me than your victories? And do you know why? Because you continue to believe in my goodness. You call out to me to lift you up and out of your pit. You continue to believe in my goodness and reach out to grasp my hand, only to end up in my arms where I hold you tenderly and kiss your hair and remind you of how much you mean to me, little as you are. I would suffer and die for only one of you were it in my power to do it all over again. Keep these words hidden in your hearts. Lord, I hear all these voices around me about your suffering, yet I feel cut off because I haven't heard or seen you this way. And what I'm talking about here is Jesus has been appearing as bloody and crucified to several key members of the prayer team, and I haven't seen him this way. And part of it, I know, is my fault because I've been so taken up with getting matters settled. And now someone dreams about California and the stock market. What is true? What is coming? Please break through all the voices, Lord, and let the truth prevail. Please. My daughter, you have been busy with many things. I have told you some things must take place, but I have not revealed to you the details, nor are any of them set in concrete. There are many events in line to happen, including the big one in California, which in the end will have to take place, but as yet not fully determined, And of course, the stock market will react as it does to everything. But this is no reason for you to lose heart or change anything I've given you to do. Some of this lack of insight is your fault because you have not steadied your mind on me. Yet I do not fault you for this, because of the necessities that call out to you from every direction to be resolved every day. However, I cherish the times you tend to my wounds and keep me company when I am suffering. And in this moment, I am suffering and need your tender love. I am going to plow this nation deep. I am going to intervene where the rubber meets the road. In most, it is their pocketbooks and stomachs. I am going to shake and sift all that is not of me. Yet I will watch over the needs of those who have made my will their will. Yet many will be affected nonetheless. What is for you to do is to remain in the center of my will, remain at the hub of the wheel, praying and offering, and continue to lead this flock in virtue of holiness. You will all be tested, my precious ones, that the dross may be separated from the silver. Motives of many will surface, motives that were deeply hidden under a cloak of piety and devotion will now come to the surface for all to see. I will teach you about the nature of man, what can be trusted and what cannot. Your assignment is to remain in prayer. Keep me company. Console me, not only for the daily sins of all around the earth, but also and especially for their indifference to others and to me. My lukewarm church is the most painful of all. When these disturbances occur, keep your focus on your president's next term and do not allow those whose native language is lying. Do not allow them to touch you. Keep your mind riveted on what you know is right and what you know I want for your nation. Part of the motive in these events is to throw your world into a panic and find some way to accuse Donald. Ignore the lies. Support the truth. My brides, I call to you. Tend to my wounds. Pour the oil of your tears and intentions upon my many wounds. Comfort me and remain by my side. Do not let the world steal your attention away from my needs in this hour. And I personally have found that the best way to meditate on his wounds is to put on dwelling music, yes, but make a more serious playlist for Jesus to comfort him in his sufferings and to pray and meditate upon the stations of the cross. They truly are powerful. And don't just repeat the name of the station, but enter into a meditation on it. Actually put yourself there. And I want to say one other thing about praying the rosary, the divine mercy, or anything else. Guys, when we pray to the Lord, we need to be talking directly to him, not just reciting prayers up in the air, to really focus on our picture of who God the Father is, who Jesus is, who Mary is as a creation. Focus on this. Pay attention to and speak to these people and speak to your God directly. Don't just speak out into the air. Focus on them and speak to them when you pray. And that will have so much more meaning, especially if you keep alive the meditation that goes with that prayer. God bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you for your faithfulness. I am so appreciative that you're taking care of us while we kind of stumble around here. Hopefully we're coming out of the stumbles and going to be a little bit more present. The Lord bless and keep you. You are greatly loved. Amen.